Hey there! Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Khalid Normani, Love Lies, it's Hot 101.5, and you are seconds away from Miguel and Holly Radio Blogs, but tonight is the night!
Yes!
Guilty Pleasure Fridays at Franklin Manor. We taking over!
Yes, we are.
I don't know why they gave us the keys to Franklin Manor for the evening, but
you know,
they may regret this decision.
We're just good old fun people.
Yeah, we are. Okay, it's about to get real fun tonight for Guilty Pleasure Fridays. Now, here's the great thing. We're doing this with Corona.
Yeah.
So all night until 11, they got Corona Draft for just $3.
Oh, yes.
Yes.
Here for that.
So we will see you tonight for Guilty Pleasure Fridays at Franklin Manor.
This is Miguel and Holly on Hot 101.5.
Tampa Bay's new hit music.
These are the radio blogs of Miguel Fuller and Holly O'Connor. Because it's so much easier to say it out loud than it is to type them, dear blog, I have my CrossFit competition tomorrow that I'm super nervous about because we are my two partners. We've done this is our second time working together. And then one of my partners, this is like our fourth competition we've worked together. And usually every competition we do the novice slash beginner. And I've always felt like until you reach the one of the top three spots, you shouldn't move on to the next level. But apparently everyone else thinks I'm wrong. So we said, let's go up to intermediate. So there are three events that we're doing. And most of them, everything, it's difficult because you have to run a little faster. Mm-hmm. You got to lift a little heavier. And so things are going to be a challenge, but I can do it.
Yeah.
There's one event where you have to do rope climbs. Remember back in elementary school when they had the big rope?
Stop it. I just started getting heart palpitations thinking about that dang rope.
Well, we have to do that in one of our competitions. Well, I told them from the very beginning, I can't do those at all. Like, that's not, I haven't worked myself up to that point. So that part of the event, I basically just have to sit there. So last night, we did our last practice, and I felt so awful because this was our first time doing this whole event together.
Mm-hmm.
And so while my two partners are, I mean, they're killing it. They're climbing up that rope. They have to do it eight times. And that's two different times they have to do it. So they're climbing, and they're sweating.
Nope.
And literally, I'm just sitting there like, hey, y'all. Like, my sweat's dried up.
Yeah.
I'm sorry, like, I got my hand on my hip.
I actually got a smoothie while y'all were
doing. Yeah, you know, I actually made a pizza for y'all afterwards.
Oh, my gosh.
You know. And so I was feeling really guilty. And then at the end of it, I was like, guys, like, I'm so sorry. Like, I can't contribute to this part of the workout. And y'all are carrying me. And they both looked at me and they said, why do you think this is a team workout? People have weaknesses. Some people have strengths. You can lift more than we can, but we can do this other stuff.
Mm-hmm.
You contribute in your own way. We need you to calm the bleep down.
Oh, well, at least somebody said that.
And so I was like, well, I thought, you know how you're very like, well, whatever.
Yeah.
I just want to be able to contribute. And then I realized you can't control everything. Mm-hmm. You can't do everything. And that is why you have friends. That's why you have family to help you out in those situations.
They're your team.
Exactly. And you have your people, your friends, your best friends, your partner. That's your team. And they're there to help you. You don't have to do everything.
I think you know what would be helpful, because I'm loving what you're saying. Like, it's connecting all these little flashing lights for me. But I think in the guise of being a great friend, every now and then, compliment or appreciate your friend on their strengths.
Yes.
So that they know that they're contributing something.
Yes.
Exactly. And so that's where we were. So I sat in my car afterwards and I was like, all right, y'all schooled me yet again. All right, so we're going to do it. So
you back.
Usually I say, as long as we're not last, I'm fine. I'm just there to have a good time. Okay. And
that's
to try my
great.
Best.
That's
so
great.
I'll report back on Monday how it all
love
went.
It.
All right.
Dear blog, I got a message on Facebook last night from my brother's girlfriend, aka now ex-girlfriend.
Ooh.
Now, I had heard a rumor from my mother, by the way, because how else would I hear anything?
Right.
That they had broken up, but we were going through some stuff last week in the house. It was a lot, so I didn't really get a chance to focus on it. Well, I get this message from her, and it says, hi, Holly. I'm not sure if you've talked to Patrick, but I wanted you to know I broke up with him a month ago.
Oh, here we go.
He was doing things that I didn't appreciate that were completely disrespectful, and it seems like he hasn't told you or your mom, so I wanted to let you know. I love you both and thought you should know before I completely cut him out.
Oh my gosh.
Serious.
So that's fun.
Now, have you talked to your brother since?
No, because I literally just got it last night. So then this morning I sent her a message back because I was like, well, this needs something because we're never going to talk to each other again, I'm sure.
Right.
So I said, I appreciate you reaching out. We'll miss you. I said, he can be a piece of work. I'm sorry for whatever happened. I understand the block. I've done one of those before. Best of luck to you always.
Oh.
But now I got to say something to my brother.
You do?
Yeah.
You have to.
But, okay, so there's that. And I know that he's like, he's a piece of work sometimes.
Mm-hmm.
But I don't know, like, obviously there's a breakup involved.
Right.
So it's like you can't just take her word and mm-hmm. you can't just take his.
Right.
So I got to reach out and see what in the world.
What do you think it could be?
Ooh.
I don't know. I think it has maybe something to... He is super, like, I don't know. He's never wrong.
Mm.
Oh.
He's never wrong. And he loves to argue.
Mm.
So I have a feeling, I mean, they were together for like 2 years, though.
Oh, wow.
So I have a feeling maybe it was just finally too much. And he's very stubborn and obstinate. And just, like I said, he could be a piece of work. But I hope it's nothing, like, terrible.
You have to let us know.
Yeah,
I'm just curious.
Okay, well, I will try to find out some tea over the weekend.
Please.
And then I'll update you Monday.
My cup is out and I'm ready to drink
tea
from it.
Time.
Woo. It is 6:52. Holly, what is hot in Hollywood?
Oh, get ready.
Oh.
We have the world debut of new music from BTS.
Yes.
Featuring Halsey, and we will play it for you during Hot in Hollywood at 7.
Hot 101.5.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.